Duke Curtin, darling, you're a Labour MEP for the northeast of England. The Brexit process seems to still be evolving. We don't exactly know where we're going to end up. But what's your reading of what Brexit could mean for blind and partially sighted people?
Well, I think there are a number of dimensions that are important for blind and partially sighted people across the UK. There's obviously what will remain in UK law in terms of anti-discrimination legislation and all of the rules which have been built up at EU level around equal rights, and whether that's in employment or whether it's in access to services, in the way we've just had big piece of legislation going through the European Parliament around accessibility and the way that services have to be accessible to everybody, including people with visual impairment or blindness. But then there are other dimensions that people might not automatically be thinking about, such as access to reading materials. We've had a lot of work in the last few years in the European Parliament to get the adoption of the Marrakesh Treaty in Europe, which would allow access to reading materials for blind and partially sighted people, access to materials in Braille and in better sized print. And that treaty is an international treaty which the EU is the signatory. Now, leaving the EU, the UK will have to ratify all of these international treaties of which we're a signatory as a result of our EU membership. And there is a danger that there could be a vacuum where we've left the EU, but not all of those international agreements have come into UK law and have been ratified by the UK. So there's a mixture of elements, the rules which are primarily in EU law, which we need to make sure are protected in UK law and not watered down, not subject to statutory instruments in Westminster where secretaries of state could repeal them without full consultation, without any kind of parliamentary process, the so-called Henry VIII powers. But also then what happens to international agreements where there are benefit for blind and partially sighted people.
When it comes to that issue of equality legislation, the UK has always been quite keen on that that area. So couldn't the UK, you know, go that alone and pursue equality legislation, pursue legislation for people with disabilities without the, it doesn't need the EU to do that?
No, of course. Even today, EU legislation is minimum standards legislation. So the UK is always free inside or outside the EU to go further and to provide better protection, better rights for people with disabilities. I guess the danger is if we have a hard Brexit, and Brexit is very costly to the UK economy, very costly to the Exchequer, some of that equalities legislation demands public investment. If it's about adapting public infrastructure, if it's about ensuring accessibility to public buildings, the question is a practical question. Will there be the resources available to ensure better accessibility for people with disabilities? But in terms of rights in law, of course, today the UK would be in a position to provide far better protection if we wanted to as a country, then is provided by that minimum legislation at European level. But that minimum legislation provides a safety net under which no European country should fall.
Another piece of legislation that's often cited as useful for blind and partially sighted people is medicines and Braille on all medicines packaging. Just explain very briefly, without getting too techie, what that is and what could happen to that after Brexit, do you think?
Well, lots of the legislation around labelling and around packaging is single market legislation, common rules across the single market. And that relates to medicines, it relates to other products as well. If we fall out of the single market and we fall out of cooperation around pharmaceutical sector or other products, then obviously those rules could be changed in the UK, and there could be a question about whether UK companies are obliged to maintain the same standards in the future. I should say that it would really surprise me if pharmaceuticals companies stepped back from that kind of accessibility in their packaging, but it's clear that if we leave the single market, then we're not subject to those common standards across the European Union, and then there would be a freedom to diverge, as the government say.
Having said that, is it not the case that given the kind of international sales of many of our, for example, pharmaceutical companies, but other products as well, I'm thinking about maybe safety of toys for children, for example, the reality is a lot of British companies would anyway be selling their products, not just within the UK, but into the European market. So isn't there a likelihood that whatever kind of Brexit we get, UK companies will in fact want to keep the same standards that that Europe sets now and in the future anyway?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's one of the kind of realities which is missed out of the whole Brexit debate. We spend hours and hours talking about whether we should be in the customs union, the single market, whether we should have the right to be sovereign and take decisions in our parliament to decide what we want as a country, as if we're completely capable of divorcing ourselves from the world of which we are a part of. Our companies, most of these companies that we're talking about, whether we're talking about manufactured goods, toys, pharmaceutical goods, medicines, foodstuffs, there is a transport across borders. We are not self-sufficient as a country in everything that we produce, and lots of companies export to other markets. And so we will still be subject to the standards. When we're exporting into the European market, we'll be subject to the standards. And that means that for efficiency and simplicity reasons, it will make much more sense for British companies to just keep sticking to the standards in the UK. Effectively, what will happen when we leave the European Union is we'll become a rule taker rather than a rule maker. Up until now, when it comes to safety standards in particular, the UK has punched way above its weight in the development of safety standards inside the EU. In the future, those safety standards will be set by the standard setting organisations from other EU countries, and we will be lobbying to try and ensure they're at the right level, but we won't be at the table with a vote and a voice. That to me was one of the reasons why I campaigned to remain in the European Union, because I'd prefer us to be a rule maker. But the reality is that de facto, even if we leave in legal and political terms, we leave the single market, many products will still be subject to the standards of the single market.